Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another game in the great franchise history of the Giants. And Chris, of course, with MLB.com. Chris, we're going to go back to October 2nd of 1954, and the Giants are in the World Series against the Cleveland Indians. This is a team that has won 111 games during the season. That's still the record for 154-game season, and it is game four of the World Series. Now, to bring you up to date, in game one, the Giants win it 5-2 in 10 innings, and that's the great game. Willie Mays makes the catch, and of course, Dusty Rhodes hits a 3-run homer in the 10th inning to win it. Game two, Johnny Antonelli, who we will hear more from in this game, wins over the Indians 3-1. Antonelli goes 8 hits, 6 walks, 9 strikeouts, and leaves 13 on base. So for the big bonus baby who came over from the Boston Braves, along with today's starter, Don Little, for the great Bobby Thompson, he wins game two. Chris, game three goes to the Giants' Ruben Gomez, a wonderful game for him, and they win 6-2. And that brings us to game four in the big stadium in Cleveland. And we have Don Little on the hill, a left-hander, against the great Hall of Famer-to-be, and that is Bob Lemon, 78,102 there.
Marty, a lot of people thought the Indians were just unbeatable with that 111-43 record, and a lot of observers still thought they could come back and, you know, sweep the Giants the next four and win the World Series. They had a strong rotation, a really balanced and deep lineup. With that regular season record, they beat out the Yankees, of all people, to make the World Series, and that gave them this aura of invincibility. But the Giants would do certain things, as we know, in this series to counteract that.
Well, they had the great weapon of Dusty Rhodes. That was one of the things they had. Chris, here's the lineups for this Game 4 of the World Series in 1954. Whitey Lockman, Alvin Dark, Don Mueller, Willie Mays, who was the MVP that year, Hank Thompson at third, Monty Irvin, Davey Williams, Wes Westrum, and Don Little on the hill. For the Cleveland Indians, it is Al Smith, who hit a home run off Antonelli.
Let me tell you something. I have a record there, too. It can be tied, but it cannot be broken. My first pitch to Al Smith was a home run. I think he hit it on the roof at down the left field line. That was my start, and of course, you can't hide on the mound.
The first pitch of Game 2, that's a record that will never be broken, as Johnny Antonelli boasts about it. Bobby Avila, Larry Doby, Al Rosen, Vic Wertz, Wally Westlake, Sam Denty, Jim Hegan, and the great Hall of Famer, as I say to be, Bob Lemon on the hill. Well, the Giants get two in the second, one in the third, and go up 3-0 here, and this is game four. They're up in the series 3-0, and they get 4 runs in the fifth inning. And Alvin Dark, Mueller, Mays, and Hank Thompson get hits. Wes Westrum, a sacrifice fly, and before you know it is 7-0. Well, Cleveland was not to be denied today as they come back in the bottom half of the fifth with a 3-run pinch hit home run by Hank Majeski off of Don Little to make the score 7-3. In the seventh inning, they add another run to make it 7-4, and another pinch hit, a base hit by Rudy Regalado, who was sort of a utility player for the Cleveland Indians, to make it 7-4. Chris, we then go to the eighth inning, and the Giants are leading 7-4, and Cleveland's coming up in the bottom of the eighth.
The Giants needed some help right then, Marty. It was kind of reminiscent of what the Giants went through in the 2014 World Series when they called on Madison Bumgarner. At that point, Marty, you know, it's all hands on deck. Every pitcher's available who's not in the game. And so the Giants decided they would turn to probably their best pitcher on the staff of that year.
And that was Johnny Antonelli. And Chris, very accurately talking about that, and Leo DeRocher goes to Antonelli. Now, Antonelli comes in the eighth inning. Now, Don Little starts the eighth inning. Bobby Avila, who would win the American League batting title that year, strikes out but gets on an error. Larry Doby lines out to Mays in center field. Now, it's 7-4. Al Rosen gets a base hit. Now, it's first and third, one out. The tying run coming to the plate. And who is it in the eighth inning once again? Left-handed hitting, Vic Wertz, who is one of the heroes for Cleveland in this World Series. So Leo DeRocher goes to his lefty, and that's Johnny Antonelli.
There was a reflection on the scoreboard from the sun, and you couldn't pick up the ball. So Leo came around. I must have thrown 150 pitches the day before.
One day rest.
And he said, can you give me an inning? Yeah, I can give you something, sure. So I went out there and faced six men. I struck out three. I had good stuff that day. The first game, I got news for you. I got by on a prayer. And that game, I just knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I had better stuff, better control. I had better everything.
You got to play the percentages, Marty. And Leo DeRocher was an excellent tactical manager when he had horses to work with. With that roster he had, that pitching staff, that team, he knew what he was doing in all World Series. Even though Vic Wirtz was the Indians' most effective hitter for the series, he knew Antonelli could get the big out for him.
Yeah, boy, what a great moment it was with 78,000 roaring here. Man, this is game four of the World Series. Antonelli comes in, and he strikes out Vic Wirtz. And then Wally Westlake comes up, a good right-handed hitter. Wally Westlake could play for the Pirates and Cardinals. Wally Westlake strikes out looking, and Antonelli gets out of the eighth inning. Ninth inning, 7-4, and the Giants have a chance here to clinch and win a World Series. First time since 1933, since they beat the Washington Senators. Antonelli on the hill gets Sam Dente, but then he loses him. He thought he had him, and then he walks him. And Jim Hegan pops up. Dave Philly strikes out. And Dale Mitchell, who 2 years later would be the last out of Don Larson's perfect game, he pops up to Hank Thompson, and the Giants win the World Series four straight over the Cleveland Indians.
Marty, I was lucky enough to hear excerpts of the radio broadcast from that game, and the Giants reacted as pretty much most teams reacted after winning the World Series. They were euphoric. The great Russ Hodges was talking to people like Willie Mays, and it shows you how different times were back then. They gave out information for the Giants' flight. They announced it during the broadcast, and you know, I can imagine how many people met them at, I guess it was LaGuardia Airport, to celebrate that title. But again, euphoria on the Giants' side, and well-deserved. They beat the supposed the unbeatable Cleveland Indians.
Well, they did, and Chris, barnstorming up from spring training, they played Cleveland, and as Johnny Antonelli told me one time, maybe 18 times, Willie Mays said this as well, and probably beat Cleveland 14 of those times, so they were not afraid of the Cleveland Indians. Johnny Antonelli, maybe one of the overlooked people in this World Series. Of course, Dusty Rhodes and Willie Mays get all the notoriety, but for Antonelli, you're right, like a Madison Bumgarner later on, 10 and two-thirds innings pitched, 8 hits, a run, a homer, 7 walks and 12 strikeouts, capping a year where he was 21-7 with 6 shutouts, a .230 earned run average, number 3 in the MVP race, and he threw 258 innings pitched and even hit a couple of home runs. So Johnny Antonelli, Willie Mays, Leo DeRocher, in the record books forever as the Giants sweep the Indians in 1954 and win the World Series.
Johnny Antonelli is in the record books, maybe not forever, but right now he still holds the Giants franchise record for most home runs by a pitcher, and we know who's challenging that record right now. It's Mr. Bumgarner. But when you think of the great left-handers in Giants pitching history, Johnny Antonelli does have to be in the conversation.
Absolutely. All right, that's another great game in Giants franchise history. Marty Lurie, Chris Half will be back next week with another great game in the franchise of the Giants right here at KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
This is the home of your three-time world champions.
KNBR 680, the sports leader.
KNBR San Francisco, a Cumulus.